Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of soon to be three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey mamas, I am so excited to talk to y'all today about preconception. This is a topic that has fortunately become a bigger thing in the pelvic health and perinatal fitness space because ladies are actually thinking about these things before they even get pregnant, which is amazing. I wish that I would have had that wisdom. And I've been so encouraged by the conversations that I've had with some of y'all who haven't even conceived yet, but you're already thinking about your pelvic health, how you can invest in it well, perinatal fitness, like what types of exercise are actually going to be beneficial for you as you're preparing your body for conception, as you're preparing your body for pregnancy and birth and all of the things. I cannot tell you how grateful you're going to be that you did those things. It is going to set you up so well. And it's something I wish I would have known or even thought about before I started my motherhood journey. But that's the wonderful thing. You can do better if you know better. So something I want to talk about is how, unfortunately, there are basically two extremes when it comes to preconception fitness advice. And they're both dead wrong. So on one side of the fence, you'll hear it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do as far as conception goes. It doesn't make a difference. So just do whatever. Like, either, you know, if you want to be like an extreme elite CrossFit athlete and you want to get pregnant, go for it. If you want to be a couch potato and get pregnant, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference. And I think even just saying that logically, it sounds silly. Obviously that's not true. And then the flip side of that is that if you are trying to get pregnant, you cannot do any strenuous activity at all. Like, you better just walk and take it super, super easy and don't push your body, or that you're going to have a hard time getting pregnant. And that's also not true and not supported by evidence. So first I would like to kind of talk about the it doesn't matter what kind of exercise you do, it doesn't make a difference side of that coin. So types of exercise that I'd like to discuss are like high intensity interval training, really high level CrossFit exercise, really, really long intensive cardio sessions, especially if you're doing like ultra marathons and like really, really long distance events like that. There is quite a bit of evidence to support that those actually might have a negative impact on your fertility. Now, that's not to say that you can't do those things and get pregnant or have a healthy pregnancy. But if you're concerned about it, or if you are having a hard time getting pregnant, those are definitely things that you might consider adjusting. And here is why. Those types of exercise push our bodies really, really hard, and that causes hormonal and neurological changes to our body. So it puts our body in this survival mode. Like, if you've heard of fight or flight, it really, you know, spikes our cortisol and keeps it really high. And our body really thinks like it is having to survive, that there is some sort of constant stressor that's really pushing it, and it's not recovering and resting properly. Again, that's not the case for everybody. Obviously, there have been some really elite CrossFit athletes who have had great pregnancies. I'm not saying you can't, but if you are struggling to get pregnant and that is something that you have been really focused on, that might be something you consider. Some things you might want to watch for is how you're feeling. How's your sleep? Are you struggling with sleep? How are your energy levels throughout the day? If you're having like an afternoon slump, things like that, those are signs that you are probably pushing your body too hard. If you are really, really sore, if you're not recovering really efficiently from your workouts, if you are having a lot of injuries pop up, that's always a bad sign. So again, not to say that you cannot do strenuous exercise and achieve a great pregnancy. That's not necessarily true. There's obviously nuance to this, but those are some things to think about, because a lot of us as women are told that we need to do high intensity interval training, that we need to do cardio all the time, that we need to be doing these like calorie blasting workouts. And that's not necessarily very beneficial for our hormonal health, or even our long-term health. So I'll discuss what I think would be more beneficial in just a moment. But next I want to talk about how doing nothing or very, very low levels of exercise can also be detrimental to our hormonal health. And this seems kind of counterintuitive, because it's like, okay, well, you know, Dr. Emily just said that if I'm pushing myself too hard, that could hurt my hormones. So isn't moving like less or not aggressively a good thing? Well, it depends. Obviously, there's a sweet spot. So if we're overtraining, we're stressing our bodies too much, putting them, you know, getting stuck in survival mode, which our bodies have to feel safe to be in a place that promotes fertility. So that's why that is not particularly supportive. But on the opposite side, if we are not stressing our bodies at all, if we're super, super stuck in the rest state, if we're not doing anything to stimulate our metabolism, to build muscle mass, to improve our bone mineral density, and we're just very, very slothful and not moving, that can also have negative effects on our metabolism and therefore our hormonal balance and health. Again, that's not to say that you have to train 5 days a week, an hour in the gym every single time to be healthy or to be able to conceive or have a healthy pregnancy. But if you take it to either extreme, it's going to negatively affect your fertility. And there's quite a bit of literature on this, on how it affects your metabolism and therefore your hormones, because your hormones are greatly influenced by your metabolism. So what I actually would like to recommend is that we all prioritize strength training. I'm sure that's not shocking to any of you who follow my content at all, but I recommend that we all focus on building a really high quality physical foundation, which involves really high quality breath work, our pelvic floor connection, our core engagement, and some fantastic dynamic mobility for all of our joints. And it also involves building really good strength overall for our whole body and our joint stability. So the great thing is, not only is this going to be fantastic for our metabolism, because it's going to give our bodies the support that it needs so that it actually feels safe, it can be in a great homeostasis. It also, by increasing our muscle mass, is going to improve our metabolism, which is going to be great for, you know, our physique, but also for our hormonal balance and for getting pregnant and sustaining a really healthy pregnancy. But it's also going to set us up for a great pregnancy so that we're not, you know, suffering from a bunch of back pain or sciatic pain or pubic symphysis dysfunction or things like that that so many of us suffer with during pregnancy. If we actually prioritize those things when we're trying to conceive, we're going to be set up so well for pregnancy and birth and postpartum recovery. Like, it truly just continues to pay off. Additionally, for those ladies who are not used to exercising much, it doesn't take very much time to actually do these things. If we're really efficient with our time, I genuinely teach moms how to do this in 10 minutes a day, all the time. I have a bunch of different MamaFit workshops, depending on what stage of motherhood that you're in. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably in preconception. I also have a full-blown subscription that takes you step by step. Like, I hold your hand through the whole entire process, building your pelvic health, building a really solid core that is very dynamically active, taking you through some fitness programs that can really build incredible strength that is very specifically beneficial for motherhood. We have community support, so you have accountability buddies, you have daily encouragement, tips, tricks, all sorts of things in there. I even have a holistic nutritionist counterpart who also does hair tissue mineral analysis, if you've ever heard of that. So she gives a lot of excellent tips for motherhood as well. It's a very, very robust resource that a lot of moms have really enjoyed, and just the testimonials that I hear in there give me goosebumps. It's exactly why I do this, because it can make such a huge, huge impact in your life if you actually understand these things and you know how to support your body well. So if you're kind of wondering where the heck to even start, I do want to invite you to download my 5 steps to your perfect workout plan. I'll have the link down below. This is just a really great place if you're like, I know I'm probably over-exercising, I don't feel good, I'm tired, I know I need to make some changes because I really do want to get pregnant and I really want to have a great motherhood journey. Or if you're like, I have never worked out consistently ever, but I really do want to get pregnant and I really want to have a great pregnancy, you know, same thing, but you're like, I've never worked out, I don't even know where to start. If you're on either side of that spectrum, this is a great starting point. It takes you through how to build a really great workout plan that's going to be supportive for you, that you'll actually be able to stick with, and that will just serve you so well in your motherhood journey and beyond. Additionally, if you're interested in any of those workshops or the full-blown subscription, I'll have links for those down below as well. And feel free to reach out with any questions or things that come up. I love having conversations with y'all. It is a lot of why I do this, because y'all have great questions. It's wonderful hearing your stories and the impact that this work has on your life. That's absolutely my goal, is to just make you an expert on your body and to teach you what you need to know so that when you do have these things come up, you know exactly how to address them, or you know where to find the answers. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.